الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنساب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and listeners to Radio Islam, the South African National Lottery, which has been in the pipeline for some time, has finally been implemented with much celebration and fanfare. If the media is anything to go by, we are told that approximately half of the adult population of South Africa are supposed to gamble each week. The government has made arrangements for some 20,000 retailers throughout the country to promote the concept of the lotto and the not lottery. Over 12 million leaflets have been published throughout the country to promote this particular lottery. And not only that, they have even come up with some fancy cliches and slogans to promote it. Nevertheless, as Muslims who take our cue from the Quran and Hadith, we need to look at this from the Islamic perspective and from the Islamic and from the Quran and Hadith. And in this regard, the ayat which I have recited in the beginning at the time of the khutbah is an ayat in the 7th supara of the Holy Quran in Surah An'am, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the final and most decisive command with regard to gambling. Now the reason why I have made mention of the word final is that because gambling was so popular in the pre-Islamic times, and it was regarded to be a very dignified pastime, it was so popular that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the prohibition of gambling gradually and in stages. However, this ayat which I have recited is the final and decisive command with regard to gambling, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the most strongest words to refer and to prohibit gambling. Firstly, the word which has been used to refer to gambling in the Holy Quran is the word maisir. Maisir, the definition the ulama has given is any such transaction whereby anyone could win and have material benefit by chance. Any such transaction in which a person could gain some material benefit by chance, but in the process he is going to incur some loss. Where he is going to gain some benefit, material benefit, if it comes by chance, in the process he is definitely going to incur loss, whether he achieves that material benefit or not. Now under this particular transaction, under this particular definition, all types of gambling, whether it be horse racing, whether it be ituba, whether it be lotteries, whether it be raffle, all of them are haram according to the Sharia. Now there are sound reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited gambling. Firstly, let us look at one or two reasons which Allah ta'ala himself has made mention of. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O believers, innamal khamru wal maysir, verily wine and intoxicants, wal maysir and gambling. Now this particular thing calls for reflection, that the co-relationship between these two sister co-evils, two sister social evils, gambling and intoxicants. It's a topic on its own why Allah Ta'ala makes mention of these two together. Suffice to say that the harmful effects of both these evils, of intoxicants and gambling, both upon the individual and upon the family and upon society, the effect of these evils upon these three things are by and large similar. Therefore, one is not found without the other in the Holy Quran. When Allah Ta'ala makes mention of gambling, it is always found with intoxicants and gambling. With intoxicants and wine. Whenever Allah makes mention of gambling, you will find it made mention together with intoxicants and wine taking and drinking of wine. Then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْسَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ. These are ways of shirk and superstitions. وَالْأَنْسَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ are ways of superstition. To show us further the evil of gambling, Allah Ta'ala equates it with shirk. And Allah Ta'ala equates it with superstition. إِنَّمَا الْرِجْسُ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. It is a filthy and despicable act. Min amali shaitan, amongst the handiwork of shaitan. Fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. Stay far away from it if you want to be successful. Now for a mu'min and a believer, this is sufficient for him to stay away from gambling. Have nothing to do with it. But Allah Ta'ala further goes on to make mention. Innama yuridu shaitan. أَيُّوْقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. Shaitan wishes through the means of gambling and through the means of intoxicants and taking of wine and taking of anything which intoxicates, Shaitan wishes to induce enmity and hatred between people. One of the chief aims of Shaitan in making people gamble and making people take towards drugs and intoxicants is to create enmity and hostility between people. And this is nothing surprising. You see, in every act of gambling, there is always going to be a winner and a loser. There is always going to be a winner and a loser. Now, this is a sure recipe for enmity and hatred. Whenever a person loses, although outwardly he might seem composed, on the facade he might seem that I am not angry, but inside, there is anger and frustration building within him. Why he didn't play a winning game, or why he didn't win. So these are sure recipes that between the person who wins and the person who loses, there is always going to be enmity and hatred. Gambling 100% creates enmity and has hostility. A gambler always has many enemies. If he wins, people are jealous with regard to his winning. If he loses, he becomes frustrated. And when he becomes frustrated, he stops at nothing to cure that particular frustration, even if it means going to the extent of theft and stealing also. Then Allah Ta'ala further says, وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ السَّلَاةِ. Gambling prevents you from the zikr of Almighty Allah. Gambling prevents you from salat. Although it might start off very little, it is such a thing that leads towards addiction. And the more you start taking part in gambling, it is going to take you away from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. It is going to take you away from salat, which is the very actual purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has created you. So it hinders you in the primary objective of your life. Then this is what the Quran makes mention. Then there are further harms with regard to gambling which the ulama have written. You see, firstly, selflessness, love towards other people, kindness towards other people, compassion towards other people, worrying about the welfare of other people is supposed to be the cornerstone of Islamic teachings. But gambling breeds selfishness, which goes against the very principles of Islam. It goes against the very principle. A person, when he gambles and when he wins, how does he win it? He wins it at the expense, at the loss of other people. At the loss of other people, you are making happy, and you are becoming happy if you win. At the misfortune of others, you are gaining your fortune. At the calamity of others, you want to become happy and you want to earn wealth. What use is that particular happiness, that particular fortune, that particular short-lived joy, which is at the expense of other people's fortune, at the expense of other people's wealth, at the expense of other people's toil and effort. With one mere stroke of the luck, a person earns a lot of money, but at the end, doesn't he see that it has been at the expense of the toil, effort, and of hundreds of other people, in fact, millions of other people. This is the general harms with regard to gambling, which the ulama have made mention, deducing it from the Quran and Hadith. However, I want to look specifically at certain aspects with regard to the lottery, which has now become part and implemented in our country. It has been claimed by the government and by the protagonists of this particular lottery that it would eliminate poverty, that it would strive towards reducing and eventually eliminating poverty. But this is in reality absurd for a few reasons. Firstly, from the Islamic point of view, we believe that sustenance is determined by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who expends or constricts your risk and your sustenance. How many times we read in the Holy Quran, in the 13th Supara, within the space of a few rukus of one another, you will find this ayat, Allahu yabsutu rizqa limay yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah expends risk to whomsoever He wishes, and He constricts risk to whomsoever He wishes. Sustenance and wealth is not a haphazard bounty acquired through chance or luck. It is distributed according to the will and the wisdom of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is distributed according to the will and the wisdom of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people who go and feel that they are going to become wealthy or earn sustenance through the means of gambling, it is in reality a lack of faith in the greatness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such people who believe in such chance and luck, they set themselves up to be deceived and manipulated by people who run these gambling establishments. Then secondly, you see, they say it is going to reduce poverty. But what happens usually is that people always look towards the winners. People never look towards the losers. Thus much is made with regard to one person who might win the lottery, and his face and his smile is flashed across the media, without looking at the thousands and the millions of people who have lost money in the process. People don't look at the losers, people only look and cast their gazes towards the person who has won with a mere stroke of luck and a great amount of money. But we don't look at the losers. If before anyone says that we are not losing much, we are only losing 2 rand 50. Firstly, it starts off with 2 rand 50, and the more you're going to lose, you're going to become more frustrated. And as you become more frustrated, you feel your odds are going to be increased if you spend more money. So you're going to spend more and more money is going to go down the drain. And secondly is that while 2 rand 50 might seem less to a person, if you calculate the 2 rand 50 of millions of other people, it counts and it comes up to much and it comes to many millions. Then furthermore, you see, there is an interesting book which has been written, Gambling, What Are the Odds? It has made a survey with regard to people, what are the odds with regard to gambling. And they say you only look at the winner. But if you take the losers, and this is a statistical study which has been done in the United States of America, that if you take the losers who lose out on the British lottery every time the jackpot is there up for the takes, and if you take the losers and you put them in a single file, the queue will stretch from New York City to Tokyo. This is a statistical study which has been made. That is how much the losers would be, that if you put them in a queue straight in the line, it will start from New York City and end up in Tokyo. But people only look at the winners, they don't look at the losers. So therefore, gambling is a manipulative and destructive method of exploiting people's greed and weakness. It arouses the gambling instinct of a person through the means of temptation. Temptation, you are going to win a million. You are going to go to very beautiful places. You are going to go for a Caribbean cruise. All those type of things, they play upon the weakness and they arouse the temptation of people. But if only people can think, you see, we become blinded by our own greed. And this is something you will notice even within our business fraternity also. There are many people who have been let down by people who have not been very honest. Right. And there is no justification for people letting other people down and be making merry with the wealth and the sweat of other people. But if you look deep down on it, or in it, without any justification for the people who have let the other people down, if you look deep down towards it, you will find many people have been blinded by greed in coming to the clutches of people who have been less than honest. Even with regard to this particular thing. Further making mention, there are amazing statistics which emerge from this particular book which I have made mention. I will make mention of two statistics from this particular book. One of the lotteries which is rife in United States of America is the Minnesota State Scratch Lottery. The Minnesota State Scratch Lottery. There it is said for a person to win a jackpot, the odds for him to win it is 1 in 240,000. For him to win that straight lottery is 1 in 240,000. The book goes on to make mention, a person is more likely to be hit by a lightning 6 times than he is to win that particular lottery. Furthermore, they make mention with regard to it, for a person to get a 50-50 chance of winning the British National Lottery, he would have to gamble £5 every week for the next 28,000 years. For him to win a chance of winning the British, not even to win a chance, to have a 50-50 chance of winning the British state lottery, he would have to gamble £5 a week for the next 28,000 years. Now this is the statistics which people don't tell you. What you only get to hear is the Tata Ma millions. That's the only thing you get to hear. This other side of the story you don't get to hear. Furthermore, if people say that what is the Islamic way of reducing poverty? Islam seeks to address poverty by means of hard work and effort, not through the means of chance and luck. Therefore, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in a hadith in Abu Dawood, where Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, the best of all rizq and sustenance is that which you have earned through the means of your own labor and effort. The best and the most purest of all sustenance is that which you have earned through the means of your own labor and your own effort. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam once saw a person who came to meet him and his hand was rough. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when coming to know that his hand is rough because of earning a halal risk, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam complimented it and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam congratulated him. Gambling doesn't eliminate poverty. In fact, it becomes and produces, the person starts looking at luck, at chance. Then he looks for that one big win. When he starts looking for that one particular big win, he starts turning away from productive and serious effort. Then he starts moving away from that. Then he eventually turns out to be a non-productive parasite upon society. And instead of eliminating poverty, it starts actually increasing poverty. There is one other aspect that I would have loved to make mention of with regard to those who feel that you must do it for the sake of charity. That is also absurd. If you want to do charity, don't do it through the means of inviting people towards that they would win, or through the means of gambling or sensuous entertainment. Islam actually tells you, if you want charity, then appeal to the goodness of the heart of the human being. Appeal to his human sympathy. Appeal to the fact that if you give in charity, Allah Ta'ala will reward you 10 to 700 fold. So if you want charity, don't do it for the means of sensuous entertainment. Don't do it that you might win 500,000. What type of charity is that? We must get away from that particular concept of charity. If you want charity, then appeal to the goodness of the human heart. Appeal to the sympathy of the human heart. Appeal to the goodness that Allah Ta'ala will reward you. And that's the way you get charity. In reality, all the harms have been made mention. Allah Ta'ala, while making mention of the harms of gambling, concludes by saying, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. You now know the harms of gambling. Will you stay away from it or not? We who are believers in the words of Almighty Allah, we must unanimously say that we will stay away from it. Let us clearly make mention from this particular member. It is haram to spend 1 cent in this lottery. It is haram for a person to advertise this lottery, whether it be in his shop, whether it be in any way. Whenever Islam has made anything haram, then it has prohibited all avenues leading to that. When Islam made intoxicants and wine and beer haram, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed 10 people with regard to it. Even the person who carries it, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he is cursed. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made interest haram, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had cursed 4 people with regard to interest. The person who takes it, the person who gives it, the person who writes it down, and the person who witnesses it. All have been made haram by Islam. So therefore, do not let anyone say that the ulama have not given decisive commands with regard to it. It is haram for a person to spend 1 cent in it. It is haram for him to advertise it in his shop. It is haram for him to promote it in any particular way. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding and staying away from this and many other evils which permeate our society today. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.